Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And wow, how can I follow Pastor Lutz? He was kind of fired up today, but you know, I had thought about what he had said before too about Cleveland City Council. I'm thankful I don't even live in Cuyahoga County, let alone in the city of Cleveland. There's just no way with the current state of events, even before the various protests and riots and different things that were going on, that I would want to, it would take the Lord to move me into the city of Cleveland. But I've never been a Cleveland-oriented person. I've always been an Akron-oriented person myself. At any rate, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and I wholeheartedly say amen to Pastor Lutz's program. If you didn't hear that in the previous half hour, good program, Pastor Lutz on every Friday from 1 o'clock until 1:30, and then, of course, Pastor Rusnacko coming up after us at 2 o'clock, and he'll have another half hour, and I know it'll be a blessing to you as well, so I encourage you to keep us on here, and hopefully we'll be a blessing, encouragement in some way as well today. But just want to go ahead and open our program here this afternoon in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity we have to come together. Thank you for the freedom that we have to be able to be on the air like this, Lord. We thank you for having a reason to be able to be on the air like this, Lord, that we can lift up and glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we can defend your word, and that we can encourage Christians, and we can point people that are searching that they might find Christ as their Lord and Savior. Father, use the program today for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. Want to mention, of course, as we get started, that I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and you can also like us and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral, and encourage you to check us out there. And we have our YouTube broadcast hopefully working. It's always I feel like it's kind of a never kind of exactly sure how it's going to work out, because see, what a lot of people don't realize is when I come into the studio and I'm getting everything going and starting the program, I'm also trying to launch YouTube and trying to make sure everything's going, and I really have no way of monitoring certain things with the YouTube, so I plug everything in, check the dials, and hope for the best. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but hopefully it's a blessing to somebody in some way. And let's see, I was going to mention as well that another streaming service, let me encourage you to check this out, because I've been having, once again, Facebook fact checkers said that something I posted was false or misleading. You know, Big Brother's watching you on Facebook if you don't think so. What it was I had posted a article, and I think it was CNBC article, so not necessarily far right news source, CNBC, and it recorded accurately at the time a statement by the World Health Organization that transmission of the COVID, the coronavirus that gives you the COVID-19 disease, by people who are asymptomatic, meaning people who may have the virus but aren't showing any symptoms. They said that was largely they didn't say it's impossible, but they said it's very unlikely. And so as a consequence, I posted that. Well, we've been following a lot of stuff with the coronavirus and the different things that are going on there. And so it was a reasonable thing to post. Later on in the week, I think that was like about Monday or so when I had posted that, later on in the week, I think by Wednesday or something like that, the World Health Organization walked that statement back, and they said that they no longer wanted that out there. So, of course, the Facebook fact checkers and everything, you know, like syncopants wouldn't be the word, and drones wouldn't be the word either, but they did as they were told, essentially, I guess. And they went out, and it wasn't just me, but just about everybody, I think, that had posted an article that came from CNBC or from other sources saying that the World Health Organization had said that this was a asymptomatic transmission of the coronavirus, very, very rare. And now everybody got these things saying, oh, you're posting false or misleading information. Well, yeah, well, it was accurate at the time we posted it, and it was still accurate even when they were saying that, because it was accurate in that it was an accurate posting of what had been posted by CNBC. Now, the fact that they walked it back later doesn't mean that we didn't post something that wasn't accurately reported or something that was actually out there. So it wasn't something that was made up. I don't personally have the opportunity to follow every single story and make sure that days later, weeks later, it's not walked back. If I do know about it and it's important, it certainly is worth noting, but it's a kind of heavy-handed way. It's Facebook's way of trying to intimidate people from posting stuff for fear that it might get flagged as false and misleading and cause people cause Facebook to shadow ban their page and things like that. So that's why I've been using a different website more and more, a social platform called USA.life. And I've been happy with it. It's not perfect. It's not been completely glitch free, but I have been happy with it, and let me encourage you to check it out. It's run by some Christians, and I've not been shadow banned. I've posted some things there that I know that Facebook would not have let me post, and I've had no problems whatsoever. But it's USA.life. That's USA, as in our country, USA.life/PastorAl. And let me encourage you to check that out, USA.life/PastorAl. You can get on it for free, and there's other options if you want to give them some money for different things. I'm in the freebie thing. I don't have a big budget behind me, so I'm still in the freebie category there at USA.life/PastorAl. Well, just wanted to share that right there, and also want to touch on a couple of things here today that I think are really important for Christians, because, you know, some churches, a lot of churches have opened up again, but there's still some churches that are afraid to. They're looking at conflicting things, and they're worried about the so-called second wave. The second wave is going to be worse than the first wave, and a lot of that is based on flawed models, computer modeling, and also based on an analysis of what happened in the 1917 Spanish flu pandemic. And of course, during the time of the Spanish flu pandemic, they did not have the medicines and the treatments available that we have today to be able to counter some of the symptoms of some of the things that were associated with the Spanish flu and things that people were susceptible to that. But be that as it may, they're trying desperately to make people afraid to go out. Now, see, our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and we've been meeting through this whole pandemic. We've been in a situation. We've not had to stop meeting, and we we've continued on. I know some churches, for valid reasons, had to discontinue meeting in person for a time, and they're back. But there's still churches out there that are afraid to come back because they're afraid of some virus that we know, and we've actually known since really the middle of April, and certainly by the end of April, early May, that 99%+ of the population of the United States is unlikely to get this and die. It doesn't mean that 99%+ of the population will never get it. What it just simply means is you've got less than 0.1 you got less than 1% of a chance, less than 1% of a chance of getting COVID-19 and dying. Now, that's overall. Now, if you're older and your immune system or your respiratory system is challenged, you've got diabetes, you got high blood pressure, and a number of other what they call comorbidities, other situations, your personal chances may be greater. But let's put this in perspective for a minute. Your chances of contracting COVID-19 and dying are not a whole lot different than your chances of catching the flu and dying. Now, how many people canceled baseball games, high school graduations, and shut down swimming pools and everything because they were worried about getting the flu and dying? Well, I got good news for everybody. If you're still worried about whether or not your church can open up, or if you're worried, you know, Pastor Lutz, who was on before me, Pastor Resnacko, who's on after me here today, and myself, about almost a month ago now, we went to the graveside service for our brother in Christ, our friend Bruce Musselman. Many of you know him, man who's touched thousands of people here in northeastern Ohio. And at his graveside service, we could only have 10 people, just 10. Well, I learned something, and let me, before I tell you what I learned, there's many people who have been frustrated with the fact that when a loved one has died during this time, that they're limited to the number of people that they can have. And also weddings. I know of people who have been planning weddings, and they're running into this problem where they're limited to the number of people they can have at their wedding. And it, just a number of things. You go into a store and it says we're limited to the number of people who can come in. And some stores, you have to have a mask to come in. Well, I've got good news for everybody. I learned this. I saw it on television with my own eyes. With my own eyes, I saw on television these past couple of weeks. There's good news. You can have as many people at your wedding as you want. You can have as many people at your funeral as you want. You can have as many people in your shop as you want. You can open your church up, and you can be in obedience to God's command in Hebrews chapter 10, where he says that in verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, you can gather together this Sunday, and you can have as many people in your church as you want. You say, well, Pastor Al, how can that be? We've been told that we can't. You know, Dr. Acton, who thankfully is no longer the director of the Ohio Department of Health, although she's still being retained as a special health advisor to the governor, and Governor DeWine have all told us we can't do those things. We're in danger of dying. You'll kill grandma. Can't have the schools even start up, perhaps. You know, all this, the county fairs in many counties being canceled. How can this be? Well, if you've been watching television the past couple of weeks, or maybe you've been somewhere where you've seen some of this yourself, have you noticed that the coronavirus, the moment you declare yourself a protest, it's no longer a threat? Have you noticed that? You don't even need to have masks on. You really don't. You can put as many people into a store as you want if you just dress in black and carry a brick. I saw it on television. I saw it repeated over and over around our country. People dressed in black, carrying bricks, going into stores. It was like they were having a special sale, all you can carry for free. It's called looting, is what it's called. How about the big funerals that were televised this past week, where hundreds of people were sitting in a confined space, many of them without masks, not observing social distancing? Well, you know why? Because if you're protesting in some fashion, standing up for injustice, oh, wait a minute. I better qualify that remark, because the types of protests are restricted. Last week, I talked about the 10 points of action from that a lot of these Antifa type groups are using. The 10 points of action was actually copied from the Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement, which is yoked up with Antifa in and of itself. I believe if you look at their site, the Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement in the Philadelphia area, along with their RAM flag, they also have the Antifa flag, and there's another one from somewhere on the East Coast. It slips my mind where they're at right now, but they also have the Antifa flag flying on there. So basically, the Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement, Antifa, they're all yoked together. A lot of these people are controlled at the top by the same people, but I also had another thing, an open letter advocating for anti-racist public health response to demonstrations against systematic injustice occurring during the COVID-19 pandemic. And this right here, this is a letter signed by nearly 1,300 various public health professionals, infectious disease professionals, and community stakeholders. I always like that term, community stakeholders. But they said that this message, talking about the response to the riots, and now I say riots, there were also protests that took place that are legitimate, that are fine, and they're peaceable. I saw a thing where it was saying how somebody said, show me where it says that riots or that protests have to be peaceful. And well, there was the First Amendment. We have the right to peaceable assembly. Well, if you remember back, ancient history, I know, about a month or so ago, down in Columbus, there was a series of protests against the stay-at-home orders, a series of protests calling for the governor to open up our businesses, open up our churches, open up our schools, open up our communities again, lift these stay-at-home orders. Up in Michigan to the north, there were protesters that came into the Capitol grounds in Lansing, much same reasons and all. They were orderly. They didn't break windows. They didn't litter the place. They didn't beat people up. They didn't loot. They didn't devolve into riots. They were peaceful protests. And we were assured by the health professionals, the very same people, many of whom signed this letter, this open letter, we were assured by the health professionals that these people were going to cause people to die because they were going to spread COVID-19. And they were going to kill grandma. All these kind of nonsensical things. Well, this open letter, these enlightened professionals, they said a public health response to these demonstrations over the killing of George Floyd and some other things. They said these demonstrations, response to them is warranted, but this message must be wholly different from the response to white protesters resisting stay-at-home orders. Did you get that? Talk about a racist statement. But these nearly 1,300 healthcare professionals said that if you are out there, especially if you're white, protesting and resisting these stay-at-home orders, that is not allowed. But if you are out there Black Lives Matter or with Antifa or with some of these other groups, then this is allowed. And this must be allowed because to not allow it in and of itself is racism. And so they said, as public health advocates, we do not condemn these gatherings as risky for COVID-19 transmission. We support them as vital, he says, they say, to the national public health and to the threatened health specifically of black people in the United States. So you're actually going to endanger people's health if you don't participate in these protests and riots. Protests against systematic racism, which fosters the disproportionate burden of COVID-19 on black communities and also perpetuates police violence, must be supported. But they did give some guidelines here. And amongst the guidelines, they said that that these people should not be arrested. Doesn't matter if they break into buildings. It doesn't matter if they're violating public space requirement or distant or public distancing. It doesn't matter if they're beating people up. It doesn't matter if they're setting fire to police cars or whatever they're doing. It doesn't matter if, like I think it was in Pittsburgh, where they set fire to a house that had a child inside the house, and then they would not let the fire department come in to put out the fire. The police had to break through in order to get the fire department in to rescue that child. It doesn't matter. They should not be arrested, because if you arrest them, you might put them in a confined space, and that might suddenly make the coronavirus transmissible. But when they're out there rioting, dressed in black, throwing bricks through windows, you're okay. There's no risk. In fact, if you don't do that, according to them, they said this is vital to the national public health. So if you don't do it, I guess you're a danger to public health. They also said that the law enforcement officials must maintain distance from the protesters. And they said that the face coverings should not be considered motivated by concealment, but instead celebrated. Amongst the other things, they also suggested passing out ropes knotted at 6-foot intervals to help people maintain 6-foot spacing as they march together and things of this nature. But this is craziness. But here's again what I'm coming to. And I do admit saying this somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I was joking with our church last Sunday. I said, if anybody complains, what we'll do is we'll institute a dress code of everybody wearing black, and we'll consider the songbooks bricks, and we'll just say that we're at the Richfield Bible Baptist protest. And then it's okay, because the moment that you declare it a protest, you've got the public health professionals, the infectious disease professionals, and the community stakeholders, as well as numerous political figures, all supporting what you're doing. It's okay. Somebody dies, and they're telling you can't have more than 10 people or a dozen people or whatever at the funeral or at the cemetery. Well, everybody's going to be dressed in black most likely anyways, right? Just give everybody a complimentary brick. Tell them it's a protest. You can put as many people there as you want, and you'll be supported. Hey, if they can do it for that, you can do it for a wedding, can't you? Instead of wearing white, wear black. Everybody have a brick. Don't throw the bricks, by all means, like you would the rice. But you can have as many people as you want at that wedding. And if you're afraid of opening your church doors, if you're afraid of coming together and worshiping God corporately as a body of Christ, well, fear no more. Dress in black, carry a brick, call to protest, and you'll be okay. And I admit some of that's a little tongue-in-cheek, like I said. But you know what? We live in ridiculous times. And as ridiculous as my suggestion might sound, how much more ridiculous is it than to be told by the public health professionals that it's a public danger not to participate in these riots. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless. The greatest thing you can have is Jesus Christ.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.